This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has been killed in U.S.-Israel airstrikes, Iranian state media confirmed earlier today. His death occurred after a joint U.S. and Israeli aerial bombardment that targeted Iranian military and government sites. A 40-day state mourning has been declared in Iran. Iranian state media reported at least 200 are dead and more than 700 injured. Reports suggest that around 40 Iranian officials were also killed in the strikes. In response, Iran launched attacks across West Asia. Apparent Iranian strikes have been reported in Dubai, Doha, Bahrain and Kuwait, places with U.S. military bases or that are allied to the U.S. U.S. President Donald Trump, in a social media post, said Khamenei's death is the single greatest chance for the Iranian people to take back their country. The U.S. president added that heavy and pinpoint bombing will continue through the week or longer. Iran's chief of army staff and defense minister have also been killed in an airstrike targeting a meeting of the country's defense council, as reported by Iranian state television. General Abdul Rahim Mosavi and defense minister General Aziz Nasirzadeh were killed at a meeting alongside the head of Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard and security adviser Ali Shamkhani. The Iranian state media announced the deaths of the military leaders today. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held talks with his counterparts from several Gulf countries yesterday amid rising tensions in the region, stressing the need for de-escalation through dialogue and diplomacy. Dr. S. Jaishankar discussed the evolving situation in the Gulf with UAE Foreign Minister Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan. Dr. Jaishankar also spoke with Saudi Arabia's Foreign Minister, Prince Faisal bin Farhan, discussing the ongoing situation in the Gulf. The External Affairs Minister also called on the Qatar Prime Minister and Foreign Minister, Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman bin Jassim Al Thani, last evening. Dr. Jaishankar also exchanged views with Foreign Minister of Bahrain, Dr. Abdul Latif bin Rashid Al Zayani, on the turn of the events in the region. The External Affairs Minister also spoke with his Kuwait counterpart, Sheikh Zarrah Jabir Al Ahmad Al Sabah. China has urged for an immediate ceasefire after the U.S.-Israel strikes in Iran. China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs expressed concern over the strikes and urged all sides to avoid escalation and to resume dialogue and negotiation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has launched multiple development projects worth 7,100 crore rupees in Tamil Nadu and Puducherry. In Puducherry, Mr. Modi inaugurated various development projects worth over 2,700 crore rupees. He also addressed the gathering on the occasion. 17 people have died in a massive explosion at SBL Energy Limited in Ralgaon in Nagpur. 18 workers have been injured in the incident and a major fire broke out following the blast. The Chief Minister has announced financial assistance of 5 lakh rupees to the families of the victims. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the explosion at a factory in Nagpur in Maharashtra. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India will face West Indies in their final Super 8 clash at Eden Gardens in Kolkata this evening. The match will start at 7 p.m. The winner of the match will qualify for the semi-finals. In another Super 8 Group 1 match, South Africa will take on Zimbabwe at Arun Jaitley Stadium in New Delhi at 3 p.m. U.S. President Donald Trump warned Tehran that America will hit them harder, he wrote in a post on Truth Social, that Iran just stated that they are going to hit very hard today, harder than they ever have hit before. He said they better not do that, however, because if they do so, U.S. will hit them with a force that has never been seen before. Trump's remarks came after Iran vowed to avenge the killing of its supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, and launched fresh attacks on U.S. and Israel bases. And that is the end of this news bulletin.